Spending a few minutes now with Westchester women's basketball standout Gabby Troisi, who had quite the game in the first round of the PSAC tournament as Westchester beat Millersville 77-69. Troisi with a triple-double, 11 points, 15 rebounds, 17 assists. And first of all, congratulations on the performance and the win. It had to be quite the game to be a part of.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun game to play in. I knew the game was going to come down to the last couple minutes. So, definitely a fun, tough game to play in.
So triple-doubles, pretty rare. I think this is only the third one in Westchester women's basketball history. Were you aware of the type of game you were having? I know you're the type of player that kind of consistently fills the stat sheet, but did you feel like you were taking it to another level, or were you surprised when you got the final report of your stat line?
I definitely knew in the first half. I mean, I knew I scored my first couple buckets. I don't really pay attention to that, but I knew I had like more assists than I normally do. And then coming right out of halftime, I heard my coach say something about 11 assists. And I was like, whoa, like that's more than I've ever had just in the first half. That's more than I've ever had in my like single game career. So, no, I had no idea. I just play the game. Don't really worry about that. And then, like I said, until I was told. So it was definitely, I kind of laughed. I was like, oh, wow, I didn't even know I had that much. But, it's definitely exciting. And I just try to do what I can for my team, try to help them out.
When you hear the only third person to do something in a pretty storied program history like Westchester, that's got to be pretty special, though.
Yeah, and one of my teammates from last year, Mia Hopkins, she was actually the second person to do it. Definitely very rewarding. It was nice to hear they announced it when the thing in the third quarter, they announced it, and I just smiled. Definitely something I wanted to accomplish in my career here. So definitely very happy.
I know it was a struggle for the team early in the season. You guys had a pretty lengthy losing streak there, but really since about the beginning of January, you have been a very difficult out. What has clicked with your group that you feel like you guys have kind of come together and taken the game to another level?
I definitely think that the couple games, that little losing streak we went on, I think it definitely like clicked in our heads, like, all right, we need to pick it up. We need to focus in on practice, do what we need to do to win the remainder of our games. And I think from then on, we really dug deep, and that's how we came away with the wins we have since our little losing streak.
Wednesday, it's Bloomberg in the quarterfinals. I think you split with them during the regular season. What are you expecting in this one?
I think it's definitely going to be a game down to the last minute, last 30 seconds. Both two very tough teams. If we play our style of play, which is playing defense, getting stops, and then running in transition, I think we'll be okay, but definitely need to play the team to get this win.